Taking five shots.
And we have a full timeout called by Adam Klee and the Eagles. It's 41-25, Ubley by 16. 5.5 left in the third.
From the good guys at the used car department at Grav Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Brian and Keith.
Hey, boss, how can I tell people what we're doing here with used cars?
Just tell them the truth. Get a good used car at Grav.
Because we keep only the nicest vehicles?
Yep.
Because we put them through a rigorous inspection and reconditioning process?
Yep.
Because we shop the market area to ensure we offer them at a good price?
Yep.
Will that make us sell more used cars than anyone else?
Doesn't matter, but it will make them say, I got a good used car at Grav.
Is that all that matters?
Yep.
This is used car manager Brian Marks. You can only get a GM certified warranty on GM vehicles at a GM dealer. So stop in and get a good deal from the good guys at Grav Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Yep, get a good used car at Grav.
Grav family, we're making friends.
Ubley leads by 16 points. Deckerville feeds it into the left corner to Kenton Bowerman. He pops up to three, and he is fouled. So he'll go to the line for three shots. And the foul goes against Jonathan Brandle. That's his third personal.
Jonathan just could not stop himself. And there was nothing he could do. But here we are with Kenton Bowerman with three shots.
And he makes the first. 41-26. Ubley now leads by 15. Second of three coming up for Bowerman. Looks like he practices this, John. Second one's just as good as the first.
You know, every player has a ritual, but his ritual is just, hey, just give me the ball. I want to shoot.
Brandle sits down, is replaced by Ethan Lemke. He's a sophomore. Third free throw coming up, and this one's good.
Rattled in there. They made him wait for a little while.
41-28, 13-point lead for the Bearcats. They're on offense. Right to left across your radio. Matt Mychek into the lane, pulls up, jump shot. No good, but he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Ball goes against number 32 of Deckerville. That would be Brennan Kreiner, his first. And Deckerville's second of the second half. Matt Mychek is 1-for-1 from the free throw line, taking his time currently. And he gets this one to fall in.
That was the Bearcat bounce. I didn't think I had a chance to get it there.
Ubley has scored 10 points in this quarter, 8 of them coming from Matt Mychek. He has 10 points in the night now. Second free throw. This one's good as the first and much better.
Nothing but net.
9 points for him in this quarter. 11 on the night. Leads all scores. 43-28, 15-point lead for the Bearcats. 2-3 zone for the Orange and Black. Deckerville passing the ball around the perimeter. High post down to the right corner. Inside to Janowak. It's a loose ball. He has to save it. Goes all the way out to the left wing. Bowerman to Patello. Pulls up for three, top of the key, off the mark. And rebound wrangled home by Ryan Sweeney. Anthony Sweeney to Ryan Sweeney, right wing. Starts his dribble down to the short corner to Klama. Back out to Lemke. At the free throw line, dives down to the right side. He is blocked from behind and fouled. Lemke will have two shots. He has not scored of the night, nor has he attempted a free throw. It's the second foul going against Brandon Patello on the night, and team's third. First free throw is up, and this one's no good. A couple substitutions coming in for Deckerville. That'd be number three, Lucas Schmidt, and number 10, Kyler Williams, replacing Brandon Patello and Wyatt Janowak. 4:23 left in the third. 43-28, Ubley leading by 15. And the Bearcats, Ethan Lemke, attempting his second free throw. Missed the first one. Second one, yes. Odd release on that.
You know, I haven't seen a release like that since Bull Chamberlain.
Nor have I. 16-point lead for the Bearcats.
And wilted the granny shot. This is no way it was a granny shot.
Over to the right wing, to the left wing, to Bowerman. High post to Schmidt. Back, you know, passing this ball from the left wing to center to right wing with authority. Into Spatzel, and we have a defensive foul against David Messing. He can't believe it.
Well, everyone on the side where we're sitting on had a probably a better view.
Correct.
And that's why there's a little cause for concern, but no harm.
Into the corner to Bowerman. Back out to Schmidt. One dribble over to number 32. That would be Kreiner. Williams takes the three from the right wing. This one's no good. Rebound Matt Mychek. Here come the Bearcats. And it's stolen away as they try to feed to Anthony Sweeney. Bowerman goes up in transition, and the layup is good. 14-point lead for Obley, 44-30, 3.5 to play in the third. Lemke at the right wing, into the corner to Messing. A little bit of a loose ball, he was able to bring it in. Goes down the baseline, pulls up, jump shot off the glass, no good, rebound Klama. He puts it back up, and he is fouled by Austin Spatzel. More importantly, that's the fourth personal against Austin Spatzel. He can't believe it. And Aaron Klama goes to the free throw line for two shots. He's made a quick field goal in the first quarter, nothing since. And he's at the charity stripe with 3:15 left in the third with a 14-point lead behind him.
Aaron sure ripped down that rebound.
And the free throw is good.
And he's rewarded by getting that first free throw.
He's come a long way in over his time on varsity.
Yes, he has. It's been fun watching him develop over the years.
Three dribbles, releases. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Deckerville's Schmidt.
Back to that 15-point lead, though.
45-30. Deckerville can't hang on to it as they pass it over to the right wing to Williams. Results in the seventh turnover for the Eagles. 3:08 remains in the third quarter, 45-30. Ubley out to a pretty good clip so far. They have 45. As on the season, they only average 47 points a game. Lemke to David Messing is stripped away by Bowerman. Going the other way, the layup on the pass over to Kreiner is no good, but the offensive board keeps it alive. Back out, and the bank is open as Eastern State Bank has extended hours as Kyler Williams hits the three from the top of the key. To the right wing, Anthony Sweeney with a untied shoelace over to the right wing, Anthony Sweeney. Feeds it, rebound still loose, and it's brought in finally by Kyler Williams of Deckerville. Odd possession there. Into the corner for three. This one's no good from Schmidt, and we have a whistle on the rebound, and this will be against the Ubley Bearcats. It appears to be against, I believe, Aaron Klama. That's the fifth team foul and the third against Aaron Klama. So it will be Deckerville ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio. 45-33, 12-point lead for the Bearcats. Bowerman will be inbounding for the Eagles. Feeds into the corner, back to the left wing, to the top of the key, to Williams. To the left wing, back up to Williams, into the corner to Janowak.
Bowerman standing all alone.
Janowak goes down against three defenders. Can't get that to fall and brought in by Lemke. And we have a timeout called by Gus Recker with 30-second timeout. We'll return as well. 45-33, minute 53 left in the third. Ubley leading by 12.
Insurance agents and basketball teams have something in common. They both depend on teamwork. That's why the Farm Bureau Insurance Reggie Ignash Agency is a proud sponsor of Ubley Basketball, encouraging today's youth and recognizing the importance of the right combination of academics and extracurricular activities, along with teamwork, is what sets those of us in the Thumb area apart from others. When you find yourself in need of a change in your insurance carrier or an update in any of your existing policies, please call Reggie Ignash in Cass City at 989-872-4432 and let him become a part of your team. We are Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
A Albany coming out of a 30-second timeout on offense, leading by 12. Minute 45 left in the third quarter.